We're up to Reshut Ches, which I would say Rimatim if the summon was Reshut Ches was a Reyach, but you can remember where we are by Reyach is right after the summon. So anyway, it's all stuff about Nisim. Rav Malcolm Shnasu about Nisim in Israel. No one sees a specific place where the Nisim for Israel was done. You could go in Marbos Hayam, find where, if you know where Yamsuf was. Marbus the Yarden, where they crossed the Yarden, Marbus Nachle Arnon, the Avde Algabish shall base Choron. If you find the Avde Algabish, which is some say it was the Barad, some say it was meteors, I don't know exactly, in base Choron, the Evan Shabikish of Luzburg Al Yisrael, if you know where the mountain is that Og wanted to throw in, Shiashal Al Moisha base Bechemus Amalek. Bechomas Yericho, Nevar Shasa Nitzin Avasenu Makom Hazet, Ubain Brachazu, Ubain Shar Brachos Haria, Hare Hain Kashar Brachos, Kulam Baskar Shem Amachos, any from now on until the next number of Simonim, Safa Brachos Haria, or Abba Shem Amachos. The discussion is the thing that the post can say is we don't know exactly where these things are. So there's a Shiloh, I mean, Mitzino Bashal says that if you go up in an airplane and you see, Bikas HaYarden, so can you make the bracha? Because it's definitely some point over there. Or a Kupanim until Yericho, Be'erach around the first half of the Yarden until Yericho. Or if you go to Mitzvah Yericho, you can see the whole area, or you can see Yericho. So he says, yeah, you can make a bracha then, because you're obviously seeing the spot. Other places can say, no, you have to actually go to the spot where it actually happened, and that we don't know. So, if you talk to see the whole, Bikas HaYarden, or whatever, that Chetzi, whatever it is, so you say without Shem HaMalchus, that's what they bring down. Or if you go on a plane, you see the whole, you see a big area of the Amsuf, or whatever, you can make it, you can say the bracha without Shem HaMalchus, something like that. Anes shenasa l'ksas Yisrael, Ananes, which happened to part of Klal Yisrael, Chagolzvan shel nasa l'chol Yisrael, or Ruban, afil nasa l'ksas shvatim, even the makom that happened to like some of the shvatim, ein mevarchin, alav, that doesn't get a bracha of la'avaseinu, not saying la'avaseinu, but makom hazeh. That's all these things, any birchas riyah, is only if you see it every 30 days. The Mishnah Berurah paskens is a machlokes whether it means 30 days means you count the day after you count the day you saw it. Mishnah Berurah taka seems to pasken that you start from the next day and count 30 days. Haraya makom shenas neis the yachid in the mavarich. If you see a place that neis happened to a yachid, then you don't make a bracha on that. But the person who nes happened to could say the bracha sh'asa li nes v'makom hazeh. V'chol yodse yirecho gamke mevarchin sh'asa nes l'avi v'makom hazeh. Now we're going to see the gedarim of what a nes is in a couple of sifim. But akhopanim, if taka nes happened to a person, then they have to say, they have to say, he should say a bracha and his kids should say a bracha. You say Yerecha, I don't know, they say a four daras, maybe something like that. But, right. We should also nisim harbe. Let's say someone had a bunch of nisim. Ve'agiyo le'echa mikol v'koma shenasal l'neis. When he gets to a place where the nisim occurred, tzarech lahaskir kol shar ha'mekoymois, yichol kula mebracha achas. That you have to be mazkir every other, all the other place in one thing. For example, just an easy example, someone who was during the Holocaust was Nitzel Yeshua, a lot of them probably make a bracha, that's what bring down. You go to the camps and how they survive, all these things happen, people to survive, things like that. And they had a lot of people had these like, funny, Nisim throughout the whole war to survive, so if they saw one place, they should make a bracha on all the places that, what should he say? He said that the Mishra is a little terrible house to call him a komos, but, But you only have to. He says, "Daka v'yavon nis." Oh, sorry. No, yeah, you should say makom azem over plenty, whatever. You had a few, if you have 100, I don't know, but it'll probably happen in a few places. And yeah, you should maskir makom hazeh, and then over po whatever that you should maskir. Aneshal rabba tzarich levarach hashem ki bevarach aneshal aviv. If an ace happened to his rebbe, then he should bevarach like an ace of his father. If you see the person where an ace happened to him, that you can make a bracha that on the person that happened, the ace happened to. The Mishabura said you should Messiah Sha'asa Nais Adam Azeh Bark Sha'asa Lachanais. You should at least make some bracha. Shema Malchus, again we're gonna get into some we'll see what the getter is. Anesh Adam Masuyim on the Nais what happens to a specific person, Kiyoav bin Surya, the Khareirov, Khed Anesha Adam, Shinskadish Mashim Shemai, Odaniel, the Khaverov, Khanam Shalazarya, Mavarich. And you can make a bracha. If you know where the Govar Arayas of Daniel is, you can make a bracha. Or the Kivshan Ha'esh. If you know where the Kivshan Ha'esh of Avavinu is, you can make a bracha. Lefikha Harua Govar Arayas of Daniel, Kivshan Ha'esh of Chanam Shem Nazar. He says, Chanam Shem Nazar, Yamavarach She'asa Nesa Tadikim, Bamakom Hazet. Harua Ishtel Shalot, Mavarach Shtaim. Aleha Oimeh, Baruch Atah Hashem Kinnam Al-Khalidan Diana Emes. Now we obviously we don't exactly know which pillar of salt in the south of the Dead Sea is Asia Slot, even if all the tour guides say, yeah, that's it, but or there's a sign, but we don't really know, so don't really make the bracha. But if for some reason there was a Messiah and you knew this is the pillar, then you would guess we would make two brachas. Yesh Oimrim, Sh'enevarch Anes Elabines, Shu Yoitzi Minegoilam. Some say you can only make a bracha on a nes which was you'll see from the Yergil Gidvei Oilam an eshu minig Oilam a soldaz was something which happened derech teva if you're going shabal ganavim belayla uvalidei sakana benitzol ganavim came, they tied him up and then the pitom a police car was passing by and they heard a noise and they went in and whatever these types of things that derech teva, even it's like wow shpacha pratis whatever, but like That's something you don't make a bracha on the yotzei b'zav. Einu chayv levarich. V'yish cholik. And they'll say, no, even that, it was still like a specific hashkacha pratis. So you should make a b'tovish levarich b'lozkar sheva malchus, unless it's something which is clearly, way the loshen of the taz in the next simon says, something which is clearly etzber elokim. People can point out and say, wow, you know, if I say, for example, yeah, well, even more than nowadays. Even nowadays, plane crash by the World Trade Center. If you ever read the book about the Hatzalah, I read it once. How they were saved during the World Trade Center crash and what they were doing. I mean, these things are a pill. One of them was under the building when it collapsed, and hey, mamish needs like people like were dying like around them, firemen and things, and it. So afterwards, like the police captain said, the fire chief said, like, okay, how many people did you lose to the head of Hatzalah? He said, we didn't lose any. He said, your God watches over you. So that's Etzbe Elokim. That's the case of, like, Mamish Etzbe Elokim, that, like, it was, that's like Yotzim in a claw, like, people, like, so those types of things. If one of the Hatzalah guys or his kids would go to the World Trade Center, would make a bracha, would make a bracha. I was speaking with Miller, and he said that he mentioned that Rabbi Yosef is much more makel when it came to making brachas on nisim. Mishabur was more makel. Rabbi Yosef was more machmir. Mishabur seems to have a broader thing to make a bracha. Or something like brachas lahalkel, like a person like Yitzhul Shoah, a lot of times can make it. Say from a car crash, you mamish were untouched, things like that. It could be, a person can make a bracha, but something which was there, like with mamish, derech hateva, which, like I said, suddenly someone, happened to open the door and that saved you, whatever. Those types of things, you wouldn't say Shem Malchus, but you should make a bracha on those things. Right. And one more nekuda is that we're going to next siman is about birchas hagoimel, that even on the things which you don't make a birchas hanisim, but birchas is only if there is sakonas nefashos, not like, you know, it's only $1 million, but the vamos sakonas nefashos, or like, you know, someone paid your chov, not that, it means vamos sakonas nefashos. But even if it's something which is derech teva, so you still have to make hagoimel. The post in the ground, they say, okay, there's one level of hagoimel, and then nisim is where it's mamash lemalam and the teva. That's the gather. So let's see the nechas hagoimel. It's four people need to be meida, and this is where you should do, bring a korban toida. Yor de ayam, kish alumimendo, if they cross the sea. Hochim is bario shigil yishuv. They went through a midbar and they came to a settlement, a city, whatever. Misha haya choyle in this rapeh. Misha haya chovish v'isa asurim v'yotza. V'siman v'chol ha-chayim yoducha sela chovish yisurim yam midbar. Now there's a big discussion, what's included in all these things. The, you know, hochi v'barrios, it doesn't mean like, you know, you drive across the Mojave Desert in California to the Grand Canyon or to Las Vegas. I don't think it means that. Because I said the issue with the barrios is it means, or you drive down to Eilat. It means that you're, there's actually some sort of sakana, or some sakana involved, listim, of not just midbar that it's like, you know, you're out stuck in the middle of Sahara, but it means it's a place where there are listim, echayos moros, things like that. So even if it's not a, like in an actual desert, but midbar also just means out in the, you know, the wilderness. First thing, got lost in the wilderness, and you know, it could be also he would make a goyimel mitzad that.
So why is driving down to a lot different than flying to Europe?
Oh, flying. We'll talk about flying in a second. Flying, so flying to Machlokes Batson.
Right. There are some.
Yeah. Some say so. It depends how you understand. Some say the issue is sakana, right? Listim and stuff. So. Some folks can say that as long as you know the people on the plane, it's not a plane which is going to be hijacked, so then you don't have to make a bracha. Moshe says you do make a bracha because he compares it to Yorde Hayam, because he says the difference is that you're in a place, what's the Kiddush of Yorde Hayam, is that if your boat sinks, you don't, person can't live in the water. You know, for a little bit, maybe you can swim, but it's not a muckle person can, you know, survive. So to an airplane, the airplane sinks, the air is not a place a person can survive. It's the same, he compares it to Yorde Yam, therefore he says you should make a bracha.
You're already placing yourself in
a muckle, he says it's mamash the same thing. You're in the air, you're in the water, it's the same exactly mamash. Question, I don't know, Ramesh, I don't know what the meaning is from England to here. People make a bracha? I think that, yeah. Yeah, people say, that's the thing, is people say...
I think it depends on the question. I have a very, very questionable friend, who's going to the name of the law, ask him, no, he doesn't bet for anyone, he gets on the game, period.
Right, I know people. Yeah, so that's the thing. Some people say only from Eretz Yisrael to America because you cross the ocean. They sort of started from Moshe Shita and the idea of crossing the ocean to... But if a plane crashes into a mountain also is an issue, so... So if you know it like this, you know it like this, it's fine. I don't know if you take a short flight to Cyprus or something, I don't know. You're still crossing. It could be you do. It could be you would, but I don't know. You go by the month for the minig. I don't know what the minig is.
Ask your Lord.
Ask your
Lord.
Yeah. Fine. What bracha do you make? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, HaGavel L'chaim T'Ba'Earth. Shegbalani kol tov, that you make a hagoimel, only kol tov. Also, with illness, it's also something only he had actual sakana, not that like, you know, if you had corona, you'd make hagoimel, or not, people did, depends how sick you were. But not every person who had it, you know, should make it, even, you know, oh, the potential to die. Okay, but he wasn't sick enough. Some of his mamash neifa lamita, and that was, then he would make it. So he said, "Shalani kol tov." Show your army me gemalcha shigemalcha kol tov. Who gemalcha kol tov? Sela. Right. So that's how you answer. Tarech levarich brachas. Show your me shigemalcha kol tov. Gemalcha kol tov. Sela. I mean, that's what the nikud is. I was where the nikud is.
There's kol tov in both times.
Yeah. Not kol tov as far as I know. Tzarech levarech brach lezu b'fnei asara. It has to be in front of 10 people. It should be two people who are at least talmid chachamim to some extent. Tzeiv yirohu b'kal am uvamoshav zekeni yihaluhu. Even though shchichi rabbanim, if you don't have, you know, rabbanim, you're not. That's why, you know, on Shabbos you'll have the rav, you have whatever. Lo yaneach milavarch. Don't. Okay, that's not leikuv. It's lechachila. It's not leikuv. V'nagul levarch acher kriyas hatayra. The meaning is to make a bracha after kriyas hatayra. V'shiyeh sham asara, because that's when usually there's a minyan. V'im beirach apachus me asara. If you make a bracha with alasara, yish omer shiyatza. Don't say yoytza. Yish omer shelo yatza. V'tov lachzul levarch mifnei asara. V'lo meskar shem amalchus. Now, Lamai says a weird. I mean, Ashkenazim generally are annoyed only to make a bracha like a certain specific kind or whatever. I know that Svarim and Rav Yosef said like you make a gomel on many different things. Like they make a bracha much more often. Yeah, okay, then we're gonna get to that in a second. We'll discuss it in a second. There are people who do. We'll get to that in a minute. In Berach Acher, v'Amar Berachat Hashem Kelim Malachari, Lama Shekim Malachal Kol Tov, v'Ana Amen, Yotza. If someone made a bracha for someone else, then the Yotza. Chen im Amar Berach, Rachmana Malachal Da'alma Yavichlan, v'Ana Amen Yotza. Negav Ein Zu Bracha Levatala Bein Lemavarech. It's not a bracha Levatala. Afal Bishalod Yischayev Bracha Zu. You know he's not Mechayev, but he says it for someone else. Ho ve'Einu Mavarech. He's very happy. Now, a couple, they do discuss women after birth. It is one of the things that they do make a bracha. There are a couple different minhagim that one is the husband makes the bracha, which is brought down. Now, the Aruch Shulchan says, he has a lot of questions. He says, I don't understand why people don't make a bracha, but the meaning is not to make a bracha. In Europe, the meaning was not to make a bracha. However, the poskim do say women can make a bracha. One of the only ideas of husband can make a bracha for his wife. Especially they say that the wife goes to shul and she sits there and says, Nashim Shantas Amen is enough. Some say that, some do it by Kiddush, the woman, the wife itself behind, you know, will say it, the people leaving the Kiddush will say it. That's also okay. People do that. Some say Hagrela Ishti instead of Hagrela Chayim Tovah because it's Ishto Kagufo. That you say when you make the bracha. So there are definitely minhagim, like I said, Ish v'Yesh. Some people, you know, they miss it. They don't say it didn't work out. The wife can't make it to shul, and he forgot. And he says, okay, it's not. It is that sort of a chiyuv, but it's sort of one of these things which, if it didn't happen, then Seder, it didn't happen. Like I said, Aruch Shulchan says, I mean, it wasn't to do it, even if it makes sense to. In Berach Echad Hagoyimu La'atzma, when he's coming to Hutzi, it's Chavero, Shama Chavero, Vachim in Lotzeis, Yotza, right? If you have a whole bunch of people, they get up, I know there are some yeshivas where one person makes Hagoyimu, you know, people boys come back after Pesach, and you know, sit there, you have 50 boys saying a goymel. I think there are some yeshivas where like one bacher says a goymel for everyone, which makes a lot more sense. You know, sometimes you stand there for 20 minutes, you have 30 people make a goymel, you know, then they have just one person, and it's the tzibur. If you forgot to do it, yeshu toshim levara calls on shiur, so you can do it at any point in time. You should do it right away. Like I said, when a woman gives birth, usually it's not shy. People do it by a kiddush, people do it by a bris, people, you know, things like that. But in general, a person after he flies, you know, he does make a goyim, then he should do it within 3 days. If you're in Germany and France, the meaning was not to make a bracha me'ir le'ir. Shelo chivu ela b'holchem itbaros. It's very common to have. It was very common to have chayos varos and listim. But going from city to city, even if sometimes there were bandits, but it wasn't. I guess a fia matzav. It's the time of the rishon. It wasn't as common. It was Sfarad in Spain. Noagin levarich mishakol hadrachim chesos sakana. all the Drachim Peskos Takana Miyu, but Pachos Viparsa Einem Avarach, a person goes less than a parsa Einem Avarach, even Machem Uchsak Vasakana Biyoyser, a feel Pachos Viparsa. The question is if you drive through Ramallah Shechem, and whatever, do you make Hagoma? I don't know, Nishlodun. Definitely not Shechem Malchus. You know, the question is, you put yourself in, I guess, yeah, even if it's in the Makom Sakana, you still make, because the person who crosses the sea, he makes. So if a person has to go through the Shtachim for whatever reason, or he has to, you know, he has to go ahead in America and go through a bad, you know, go across through a bad neighborhood. I had a friend once, he got stuck in the, right before Shabbos, he was trying to get to YU, and he got stuck in the, like, there was traffic, you know, whatever, he got stuck in the Bronx. So he walked 3 hours through the Bronx to YU. Brave soul. So, you know, it could be like a gomel on that, I don't know. B'chol choli tzarech levarech, afilu einu choli shel sakana. Any choli you have to make a brach, even on tzarech choli shel tzarech, lo makas shel chalal, and a kol sh'al l'mita v'yaret. Shulchan Aruch holds that only if you, even if a person was sick, he had the flu, I don't know. If they should do k'mi she'alu l'gardun, p'yush malos sh'oisin dayanim l'dun. Since it was zman divin, hefesh me yishlo meichosh kavua, bal zman l'zman, if a person has some sort of, you know, illness that comes here to there, bein ein sh'ainu kavua. So according to the Mechaber, you can make a bracha on anything. If a person goes to the mitzvah, if a person is under a matzav of a dinim shemayim, so he makes a bracha. Haga, v'yish omim de'enim avarach rak al choli sheyish mosakana. The Rama says that we only make a bracha on choli sheyish actually has sakana. You know, makas shecholol, hey, you get stabbed, you know, shot, something like that. V'chei nogi ba'ashkenaz. Therefore, ba'ashkenazim, they only make a hagomel, a person with mamish at sakonos nefashos.
Not
the flu. Unless the person's old, maybe. I don't know, whatever. Hani arba la'afka. These four cases of la'afka. Hu adin l'mishenasa l'neis, v'shenafa olav kaisel. Something in these happened. Okay, you know, that a wall fell on him. Onitza medvisa shor v'nigul chosav. He was stuck in the running of the bulls in Spain, and he survived. I don't know, whatever. Shamar alav beir arye the tarfo. A lion attacked. He chased him. Oh, im ganavim bolo. Oh, im shodad leila onitza mehem. He was in the big city going through an alley and the people chased him. Kol Yosef is like kulo tzvichin levarach hagoyimel. Yeshorim she'ein levarach hagoyimel alhani arba dafka. Something. It's only these four cases. The tov levarach v'lo eskar shem amalchus. If a person's saved from any danger, then you should say without a shame, amalchus. However, the Shabur Paskins, like the Svar Rishon, the Yitachar could do it with Shem Amachos if you're mamish b'sakana. You're mamish in b'sakana, that you can do Shem Amachos. Like I said, the Taz says the chiluk between this and the Nais, that this is Derech HaTeva. Even if you escaped, you know, people were chasing you down the street, and you escaped it, whatever, that would be Hagoymel, but you wouldn't make Ahanes unless it was, they were like, you know, so you were like miraculously saved that, like, I don't know, you, whatever the case would be, I don't know, you, a door opened up suddenly in front of you, jumping, I don't know, whatever it would be, something, me'alma teva. I'll do a couple more. Atabas chalom, that's Reish Chav. Atabas chalom. Haroa chalom, v'nasha gumalov. Someone sees a dream and he's very sad about it. Yitivenu ba'aple tasa derachimule. He should go for three people, who are his friends, who support him. Leimu ba'apaya chalma tova chazai. Leimu inu tova hu tova lahavi. They should say tova tova. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that, you know, the chalom we have nowadays, if a person's upset about it, most of it's shtos. Either a person, he said, we're not on the madrega that we're going to go ahead and have a dream, which is, you know, a pure dream. Most of the time, it's people, it's stuff about you worry about during the day. Or people nowadays, you know, if they eat a lot, they get bad dreams. You know, my mother said, if you eat cheese or something before you go to sleep, you get bad dreams. Things like that. You know, I don't know. You know, there's different reasons. He said, we're not really on madrega that you can have a bad dream. It's actually a bad dream. Even if you have a nightmare, it's because of anxiety, because of things, whatever. It's not an actual, like, possible Nevuah or something, that something bad's going to happen. So you don't have to worry about it so much. A person's really bothered, okay, fine, do it. It's no shame of Hashem. You know, a person, like, you know, he can't sleep, he can't, or if it happened, or if the same dream came on twice, it's also something which, you know, same exact dream, which obviously doesn't happen often, well, sometimes it happens, then maybe a person can worry about it more. Yafa, Tainis, Levatul Chalom, Ra'ake Eish L'Nerus. Tainis is good, Tainis Chalom is a great way to Levatul Xera from in the Chalom. Agav Adafka Bobayom, to fast that day, if you live a Shabbos, I end the conversation with Pechas about whether you should do that. Let's see if we can cover the next thing. It's also very easy. Im hayu virchos hodas kishamim. Im hayu betzar machmas atzivas kishamim yardu kishamim. The person was betzar. There wasn't a. There was a drought, and there was no. And suddenly, the rain came. Mevarchen aleihem avav pishelo yardu adayin kdei revia. Even if it didn't rain enough, but the fact there's rain. Make a bracha. Mishiyardu kol kach shirabu alaretz. Enough that it is natural, not a drizzle, but actual rain. Mishiyalu aleim avabu ois mina maltar. You see that it's hitting, it's strong enough that there's like bubbles on the ground. Vayuchuze likros. There's a strong enough rain that then you make a bracha. Go, mash ein anu nogim is manazem. Because the shamim shim de medinas eilu tadirim bik shamim. Ein anu etzarim kol kach. However, places like, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a drought, droughts happen. I mean, Los Angeles, I was almost always in drought. So any rain is a simcha. You can make a bracha. They say here also, you know, it's a tzeres kashamim, and there's no rain until halfway through the winter, and starts raining. Then, not saying like, it's a certain shame when you say saying the tefillas, but there are some years that mamish didn't rain, or kimat didn't rain at all, so they actually rain, and you would make this bracha. Mamavarech, im ein lo sada, if he doesn't have a field, oimer modi benachti lecha Hashem Elokeinu, akol tipa betipa sherat alanu. Ve'ilu finu malo shiva kayam, I guess the dusuch is brought in the tour or whatever. Ad hein heim yodu bivacha shimcha malkeinu, v'choysim rochat Hashem, kel roi ha'oidois. If you do on the side of a shutfus, mevarech atel v'meitiv. Then you also say atel v'meitiv. If you ain't no shutf basade, mevarech shechianu. Then you also say shechianu. Hagal yesh orish al shomea sheyardu gishal mevarech atel v'meitiv. Even if you only heard that it rained, you know, your person was stuck inside, whatever, he didn't know about it, or heard that it rained, or someone called him a chutzar. By the way, mamash rain, Baruch Hashem, your field's growing well. So you can make a shechianu on that as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.